You're studying me, slow and sweet. We sway, take the lead, and I will follow. Finally ready now to close my eyes and just believe that you won't lead me where you don't go. When my faith gets tired and my hope seems lost, you spin me round and round and remind me of that song, the one you wrote for me. And we dance. Pick up my sword and fight for love. Little did I know that love had won for me. Here in your arms, you steal my heart again. I breathe you in like I've never breathed till now. When my faith gets tired and my hope seems lost, you spin me around and around and remind me of that song, the one you wrote for me. And we dance. Oh, we dance. Oh.
Is that the Father's heart for his people? Have you ever seen a father dancing with his daughter? Wow. Oh, I want to talk about the heart of the Father today. Thank you for that. Sort of. Because I dance with my daughters. Very precious. Thank you. Wow. May we today see a picture of the Father's heart for his people. A picture that maybe we didn't come in with today, but I hope we leave with today. Because we need to know who our Father is, and we need to know desperately how much our Father loves us. Amen? Let's pray. God, you are an amazing God. You are full of glory and honor and wisdom and strength and power. God, you are calling your people. You've always been calling your people into a relationship with you that is full of you, that is full of freedom, that is full of joy. Oh, God, forgive us when we think that following you is full of rules and regulations and being right. Oh, it's about being with you. It's just about being with you. God, may your name be honored in this place. God, I pray that you will do the work that only you can do in opening hearts and in inviting us into your heart. For our families, for our city, for our countries. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 1, verse 3 says, "The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God." The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. In the Greek, what it's hinting at is this exact replication, even like a carving into stone, a chiseling exactly of the character and essence of God is what we see in Jesus. So this morning, I want to talk about Jesus. I want us to talk about Jesus. I want us to talk about how amazing Jesus is and about how much he loves us. But I don't want to stop there. I want to talk about the Father who sent Jesus. I want to talk about how Jesus reveals the very character and essence of the Father. But even more specific than that, I want to talk about how the hands of Jesus reveal the heart of the Father. Last time I spoke, we did a hand motion, and it impacted my four-year-old anyway. 3 weeks later, she still remembered it and was reminding me of it this morning. See if you can finish this statement, because my four-year-old can. I am not the Messiah. He is coming soon. Okay, good enough. Thank you, Faith. I am not the Messiah. He is coming soon. But today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to say that the hands of Jesus reveal the heart of the Father. And I'm just going to repeat that over and over and over until we all get it, okay? So you can do the motions. It'll help us. It'll help me. Thank you. The hands of Jesus reveal the heart of the Father. One more time. The hands of Jesus reveal the heart of the Father. That's right. And if we see the hands of Jesus, if we really see the hands of Jesus when he operated in the world and as we see in the Gospels, we will see the heart of the Father. And like I said, it's something we desperately need. We all need to know deep in our souls who the Father is. I'm very much aware that a lot of pain comes from fathers. Very poignantly aware of that. But I'm also aware of the fact that much, much healing comes from the heart of the Father. All right, so do our hands reveal a heart? Do the hands of Jesus really reveal the heart of the Father? I want to try an experiment. If I can get three or four volunteers, maybe junior high, senior high people, to come on up here. Anybody brave enough? Yeah, sure, come on up, Sherry. Yeah, anybody? Volunteers, I'm not going to make you do anything weird. Okay, come on up. Well, you know. Anybody else? You won't have to do anything too strange, I promise. Okay, one more. All right, come on up. Okay, what I'm going to ask you guys to do, I'm going to ask you guys to do some motions with your hands, not your face. Don't do anything with your face, just your hands, and we're going to see if they can guess what's behind that motion, okay? All right, so look, right here. So do something with your hands that indicates that. Just go. Okay, what is that? What is he feeling? He won something, victory. Anything else? Yeah, he won. He's a winner. Okay, what about this one? Oh, hey. Okay. What was that? What did she do with her hands? Okay, anger, okay. What about this one? Do you see any on this list that you want to try?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
If somebody does it with their hands, what does that mean? Okay. Now, what about this? What's going on here if I do this? Anybody know what that means? Somebody's taking a picture of me. How do you all know that? It's amazing. Okay, let's try them and see what they come up with. What would you do with your hands if I said that you're feeling sorrow? Just watch. Okay, a lot of your hands go to your face. A lot of your hands go to your face. What if I do this? What does that mean? Stop. I see that a lot here. What if I did this with my hands? What does that mean? Open. What else? Welcome. Yeah. Okay, thanks, guys. I see, I told you it wasn't going to be. Maybe next time people will be braver. Yeah. Hands do reveal our hearts. And the hands of Jesus really do reveal the heart of the Father. So what I'd like to do is look at a couple of snapshots from Jesus' life. And I'm going to read these stories a couple of times, and I'm going to ask you to turn to a friend or a stranger, if you want, and retell the story. They're not going to be long, they're just going to be short little snippets, and you can use your language if you want to. It doesn't have to be in English. I'm talking in English, but you can change the language on me if you want. And I'm going to ask you to repeat the story to somebody sitting close to you. And then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions so that we can think together as a church, what does this reveal about the heart of the Father? Are you with me? Okay, so the first one is Mark chapter 1, verse 40 and 41. I'll read this a couple of times. A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. "If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean," he said. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said, "be healed." I'll read it one more time, and then I'll ask you to share it with your neighbor. A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. "If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean," he said. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said, "be healed." Okay, let's take a couple minutes, turn to somebody close to you, and retell that story. Go. Okay. Now, process this with me, and maybe, hey guys in the back, if we could get an extra microphone or two to kind of go through the back. What does that reveal? Jesus reaching out and touching this dirty person. Not what does it reveal about Jesus, but what does this simple, simple story reveal about the heart of the Father? Okay, your turn. Just raise your hand, I want to hear. What does this story reveal about the heart of the Father? If you're in the back, maybe some of these guys in the back will find a microphone and give it to you. What does it reveal about the heart of the Father? Why don't you turn to the person that you told the story to and tell them what you're thinking? What does this story reveal about the heart of the Father? What do the hands of Jesus reveal about the heart of the Father? Okay, now, work with me here. Anybody want to share? What does it reveal about the heart of the Father? What do the hands of Jesus in reaching out and touching this man reveal about the heart of the Father? Yeah. No. Pointing at someone. Yeah. That he cares. That the Father cares. Yeah, in the back. You got a microphone right there. You go.
To me, it says that.
Are you, don't shy. It's okay. You don't have to look at everybody. Just say it.
To me.
At your day.
Oh, well.
It's a family service. This is what we do.
Do you want me to tell them? Tell me and I'll say it.
It's okay? Okay. Be next time. Anybody over here want to share? What does it reveal about the heart of the Father? Yeah. compassionate. Okay, he's responsive, that the Father is responsive. Yeah, Sandra. What?
It sounds better when you say it. He doesn't care what stand in life you have.
Who you are. Right. Anything else?
That he's willing to do what people aren't willing to do to help others.
He was willing to do what other people aren't willing to do in order to help others. Wow. Yeah.
It was not allowed to touch people like that. And that is really, really special.
The Father's heart is not afraid to break a rule, one of our rules. Okay. Is that true? The Father has no problem breaking a rule to love people. What else? Yeah.
He understands us more than we understand ourselves.
He understands us even more than we understand ourselves. Okay. The Father. Yeah. Any others? Okay. Sorry. He cares more about the relationship than not just the healing. Okay. Was that okay? Yep. Very good. All right, thank you. The Father cares more about the relationship, not just the healing. Yeah? Any others? Yeah. He loves the unloved, right? The heart of the Father. Yeah. Not just us that are in here. Yeah? I used to work in a hospital back in the United States, and when somebody came in with a contagious disease, especially if it were lice. they could have HIV or hepatitis C or whatever, but if they had lice, then nurses really freaked out and didn't want to touch them. It's just strange. But we would put on gloves, gowns, mask, face shield, everything to touch somebody who was contagious. Jesus is not afraid. What does that show us of the heart of the Father? He is not afraid of dirty people. Okay, let's try this. Luke 18, verses 15 and 16. One day, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch them and bless them. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children." Let me read it again. I'm going to have you share it amongst yourselves again. This is Luke 18, 15 and 16. One day, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children." Okay? Retell it as best you can. Go. And then ask the person that you're sitting next to, what do the hands of Jesus in this story reveal about the heart of the Father? Well, the front row's done, so I guess we can move along now. Finally, troublemakers. Okay, great. Yeah. All right, so what do you think? What do the hands of Jesus reveal about the heart of the Father in this story? Go. Say what? Okay, the Father loved babies. Okay. Honestly, when I was working in youth ministry, I always saw the children's ministry. Like, I'm glad I'm in youth ministry. But that being said, okay, the Father loves children. Okay, what else? Babies. Okay, babies. Okay. What else? Okay.
There is no insignificant to the loving attention of Jesus. Even these little kids, the Lord loves them so much.
It's a good thing for us as a church and as people to remember, as big people to remember. Yeah. What else? What does this little snippet reveal about the heart of the Father?
That with one hand he was welcoming the children, but with the other hand he was pointing to the disciples and saying, "Let the children come to me."
So the Father can multitask. I'm just saying, great, that's a good thing to know. True. In the one hand, he's not afraid or scared of the children to welcome them, while at the same time, telling the big people what they need to learn. Thank you. Yeah.
He doesn't mind when normal people come to him. Like, yeah, like, if we compare with other people, like our president or prime minister, they just, like, they feel, like, prideful, and then they don't, like, normal people come around them. Only, like, yes, like.
Politics, getting scared all of a sudden. Okay, normal people. He's not afraid of normal people coming to him. That is good news for me. That is really good news for me. Yeah, thank you. Wow. The heart of the Father is for everybody, normal people. Yeah, wow. What else? Yeah.
Okay. In Khmer, people talk about Nak Thom Nak Toi.
Okay.
Big people and small people.
Yeah.
In Cambodia, it's a very big deal. Are you a Nak Thom or are you a Nak Toi?
Okay.
To Jesus, there are no Nak Thom Nak Toi.
Oh.
He loves everybody the same.
That's right. That's right. Amen. That's funny because when they interact with me, they just ask when I'm about to Chalong Tonle. But maybe that's different. Anyway. Any others? Yeah, wow. Yeah, the Father doesn't see important or not important, right? The heart of the Father, yeah. Okay, he doesn't mind getting interrupted by children. Oh. Thank you for reminding me how much not like the Father somebody I know is. No. Does not mind being interrupted by children. Wow. He doesn't see important or not important. He doesn't see the powerful or the powerless. If anything, he cares more for the powerless, right? I mean, we hear that all the time. He doesn't see a Lexus versus a moto. I'm going to bring this down a notch. You know what he sees? He sees children. All of us. He sees all of us. That Nak Thom and Nak Toi. He sees children. He sees his children. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Okay, another one. I won't have you retell the story, but here we are anyway. Matthew 21, 12 and 13. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, "The scriptures declare my temple will be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves." What do the hands of Jesus reveal about the heart of the Father? What? When Jesus is doing this, what is this revealing about the heart of the Father? As Anne mentioned a couple of weeks back, the Father does not like it when anything stands in between a person and worship. Yeah. He is passionate about worship. Let's look at one more. Luke chapter 9, 10 through 17. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." He replied, "You, give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But Jesus said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The hands of Jesus in the story. What do the hands of Jesus reveal about the heart of the Father? Simply, that he loves to take the very little that we offer and make it much, much more than enough. But it's not just that. I think there's more to it. Raise your hand if you've ever felt inadequate or insufficient or not up to the task, please. Okay. Just look around. Let me just repeat those words. Raise your hand if you've ever felt insufficient, inadequate, not enough, not up to the task. Like you're about to fail miserably. Okay, I'll stop now. I had those feelings a little bit in America. When I worked at the hospital, I always felt like I was on the very edge of my ability and I was about to do something terribly wrong. But it was really only in that sphere of my life. The rest of my life, I felt like it was pretty much great. I kind of knew what I was doing. And then I moved here, and that was 2.5 years ago, and I think it's just been one long series of feeling insufficient, inadequate, not up to the task, unable. Anybody else have that experience? Wow, that is a very real experience, for me anyway, it has been. And I look at this story, and I look at the hands of Jesus, and he took the little bit that was offered, and he broke it. He took the little bit that was there, and he broke it, and then he multiplied it. What does that show me about the heart of the Father? What does it show us about the heart of the Father? I think that this touches on a deep fear in a lot of us. It does in me anyway, I'll just be honest. It does touch on a very real fear, feeling inside of me, this feeling of inadequacy and not enough. And I don't think I'm alone in that. Hope I'm not.
My mind was also still going back to the story you read just before it, where he turned over the money changers' tables. And what I was thinking is that Jesus didn't push away the people. He pushed away the wrong thing they were doing. He wasn't telling them, go away from me. He was saying, what you're doing, I'm pushing it out of your life. That's a father's heart. He doesn't push you or me away. He pushes the wrong thing away to show us.
Clear the way for himself. Thank you. Yeah. He loves taking what we give. He loves touching it with his hands and making it something astounding. One other point, though, what he did there with his hands in breaking those things, dividing them, it wasn't for the disciples primarily. It wasn't for the person that gave the fish and the bread. Who was it for? It was for the crowds. They benefited from it, right? I mean, I'm sure the disciples ate too. But primarily, it wasn't for them. It was for the people. What does this show me about the heart of the Father? I encourage you in the coming weeks, when you're reading the Gospels or reading the stories of Jesus, or even reading Christmas verses like we've talked about before, the story, the Gospel story of the Incarnation, ask, okay, what does this reveal about Jesus, but what does this reveal about the heart of the Father in coming to people? It's amazing. No, what I see in this is that the hands of Jesus are as comfortable overturning tables in the Father's house as they were playing with children on his lap. His hands that are outstretched and open, not balled up in anger, saying, come. The hands of Jesus are scarred for the Father's plan. They were scarred. The hands of Jesus, bloody and nailed to the cross, show us today the heart of the Father, a Father who so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not die but have life forever. I believe that the heart of the Father is revealed in the hands of Jesus. In fact, the hands of Jesus, made vulnerable and stretched wide on the cross, are the ultimate revelation of God's passionate pursuit for humanity, for you, and for me. I'll invite the praise team to come back up, and we're going to wrap this up. There's one more thing, though, that Jesus is doing with his hands, and it shows us something about the heart of the Father. We often think that Jesus is sort of inside, and we're trying to get to him. We're trying to break through the door to get to him. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus says, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we'll share a meal together as friends. One commentary said it this way. He at whose door we ought to stand, for he is the door, who has asked us to knock in other scriptures. is content that the whole relation between him and us should be reversed. And instead of our standing at his door, condescends himself to stand at ours. Let me read that again as it pertains to the heart of the Father. He at whose door we ought to stand, for he is the door, who has asked us to knock, is content that the whole relation between him and us should be reversed. And instead of our standing at his door, condescends himself to stand at ours. If you have never known the heart of the Father, maybe you've known about the Father, but you've never known the Father, I hope that you've seen his heart a little bit this morning. I invite you to know him, to love him, to yield to him. He is kind, he is faithful, and he is altogether lovely. And he is standing at the door, knocking. The hands of Jesus show us the heart of the Father. Let's do that motion again, okay? The hands of Jesus show the heart of the Father, reveal the heart of the Father. What do your hands show? Do your hands show the heart of the Father? Perhaps not. When you use your hands in your world, in your family, the people close to you, what do your hands show about the heart of the Father? Are they revealing the heart of the Father to the world, or are they not? Perhaps your hands have done wrong. Perhaps your hands have led people away from the heart of the Father. I invite you, as the scriptures do over and over and over, to turn from that sin and turn to Jesus. Today and tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. Love people. Comfort people. Heal people. And if by chance a table needs overturned, for the glory of God, not for yourself. Remember Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. The sun radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. I want to invite the prayer team back up here as well. And I just want to say, if you need to meet with your Father, if you need to say, God, my hands have shown anything but your heart to the people close to me, or to the people on the road, or to the people anywhere, my hands have not demonstrated the love of Jesus in a dying world. They have not shown the heart of the Father. I invite you to come up here, pray, confess that to God, and say, God, help me, help us to show your character, to be the express showing of your essence, of who you are in your world, the heart of a loving, loving Father. If you need to open that door because Jesus is standing and trying to encourage you, trying to beg you to let him in, confess and repent. Come to him in faith, knowing that Jesus has provided a way and that he is good. He is so good. He is altogether lovely. Let's stand as we sing and as we ponder once again how the hands of Jesus reveal the heart of the Father.